Hey.
Maybe I should go last.
That might help. Why can't I hear music in my headphones? What happened though? I remember like this.
You did that, don't you?
Yes, indeed. I like that. Okay.
You already know what
hey,
it
Jones,
is.
Do me a favor. Check in with us like every 30 seconds.
I'm coming back. I'm just going to give you 1 second.
Every 30 on the dot. Please don't be late. On the dot. Did you do the
arrow and hit the button?
Nope.
Oh, man. Notify KJ and Legacy that we know.
Yeah, you probably should.
Why
you
don't
do the
fellas
out,
man?
I mean, they don't watch anyway. Thanks for
the support, fellas. Zero love show.
Reggie may come on there.
Nah, Face will get on there too.
Nah, Q will get on there too. Well, nah, Face ain't on in that group.
Nah, Face will get on.
Yeah, he will, but I'm just saying, he's not a part of that group.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I need the type of, like, commitment to all that shit that Face got. I need to be outside. He don't play.
You dope, man. You good? We good?
Yeah, we Gucci, my boy.
All right. I don't know what's saying Gucci is being so accepted.
I don't know. It should be, though.
All right. We up. We in. We good. Lloyd's birthday coming up?
It is.
Wow. Yes, indeed. What's good, y'all? Yours truly, DJ Knotts. We are back for season cinco. How you say season in Spanish? Wait, what up?
Season.
Oh, gosh, let's not do that.
No.
Dre, what's good, bro?
It's not. Are you sure?
I'm halfway positive. Keith, what's good? Long time no see, family.
LC.
Sheesh. Gotta get canceled in the first. Listen, man, listen. We are back for season 5 of Pause for a Pause podcast. I am your primary speech talker. Oh, you thought about that, huh? Yeah, yeah. E, what's good, brother? Back for season 5 premiere of Pause for a Pause podcast, alongside my partner in crime.
Yeah.
Will, man. Will a thrill. Professional shit talker extraordinaire. Love of the people, the coach, and everything about it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Happy Cinco de Pato.
What does that mean?
I mean season 5 of the podcast.
Did you... Wait, are you serious now?
No.
Listen, man.
Cinco de Pato.
This is the first day of National Hispanic Month or something like that. Yeah. I don't know why it starts the beginning of the month, but I noticed that.
I felt too Hispanic.
You... just cancel half of the show. Don't cancel the whole show. Just half.
I'm sorry. I just...
So I see what you did with your week off.
Yeah.
I see what you did.
Certain people that do shit like that just to be like, you know they ain't gonna fuck with you, right? I mean, can people just say that shit because they know it's gonna be something?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not like they're coming for you.
Who's they? They being the internet. Yeah. What's good, man? How the week off? What you been up to?
Good, man. Relaxed.
Yeah?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Energy release. How was your week?
Pause. Wait a minute. What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I fucking relaxed. Caught up on music.
What does that mean?
I'll listen.
Oh, wait, before I go into that. We are live on fan base as well. Make sure y'all follow us on there because we supporting black brands of all kinds. Shout out my man, the homie DJ Mars, rocking his sweater tonight. But yeah, make sure y'all follow us. First of all, download the fan base app
or else
get acclimated to what is going on, okay? Shout out Isaac Hayes III, you know, the people involved with that as well. That's one of our new additions for season 5. We got some other things that are happening as well. Sensei was good, brother. Okay, go ahead. What have you caught up on? You finally heard King's Disease 1.
No. Wow. I did King's Disease 2. I finished that one.
No, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah. I finished Donda. I listened to it more than once. And I listened to CLB. I listened to that more than once.
Okay, I'm here for it.
We can go to what your week was first. Oh, and I started watching Kanan. I'm about 3 episodes in. Shit is pretty good, I ain't gonna lie.
You know the season's over, right?
That's fine.
Okay. Just as long as you know.
That's it. I said, you know, I gotta finish this shit before BMF start, and that shit is about to start like next week, I think.
Why are you comparing one to the other? They're not.
No, because I don't want to be fucking like behind on both of them. They're not really being in trouble.
You'll get confused.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, bro? I already missed the whole season of, What's my Godfather of Harlem? I missed that whole shit.
Oh, let me tell you.
I don't do that.
Come on, son. Nah, you deserve it because you be listening.
Nah, I be fucking.
We get to the TV.
I miss the spoiler alerts. I be missing everything.
Oh my gosh.
I be looking fucking earmuffs on. Yeah, please don't tell me. Be careful when I get on the internet. Did you see who just died? Like, oh, God damn it.
You don't care. Nah, I really don't care.
Nah, honestly, I do, though. That's the way I fuck. All right. I'll be mad when somebody tell me what happened. I'm like, yo, please don't tell me.
But you're not going to watch.
I am. This is my own time. And by my own time, I mean
people.
Months later.
People. Ain't nobody believe it. It's a classic. All right, so my week. First of all, let's get to the good stuff. It's Saturday.
Yes.
We're doing something positive. I'm a part of something positive. Once again, Hip Hop for NOLA. Going on in 12 cities, I think we had 12 cities across the U.S. We're raising supplies and funds and resources for the people of Louisiana. Shout out Queen Yanaj, I have a putting it together, Hip Hop Caucus, a few other good people as well, alongside Hip Hop Gets Back. The people's up, it's a bunch of people involved, is what I'm saying. So this Saturday, we're having an event here in Atlanta from 12 to 5 p.m. at Rare Sound Studios. If you follow me on Instagram, it's all over my Instagram, it will be. On at Hip Hop Gets Back. I'm gonna catch up to Facebook in a second. We love y'all. I'm just be late. I know. You like the AMS, brother? Thank you. So, yeah, we're doing that from 12 to 5. We got the list of things that we are trying to collect and continue to send down to Louisiana. The next truck will be leaving on Sunday. Nice. So, yeah, we got some performances. We got some great performances. Let me act right. Let me get it together real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Put some respect on it.
Wait, man. Let me get it right.
Put some respect on the performance. Let's go.
Yeah, for real. Because, no, we really, people have been working hard. They've been pulling resources. The event will be live streamed. All of the events. That's the ill thing about why I like being a part of Hip Hop for NOLA and previously Hip Hop for Flint. But one of the reasons is all the events are live streamed. Yeah. So we'll have 12 cities close to simultaneous events going on. And you can pick and see which one you want to watch and be a part of and contribute and things like that. What up, Liberty? she would love that too because, you know, Liberty is the tech wizard as well. So, yeah, like I said, the one here in Atlanta is going on from 12 to 5 p.m. I'll be there. Me and DeAndre will be there. A lot of us will be there. We got some surprises coming, too. That's this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Stop confusing people, man. Rare Sound Studios.
Okay.
Thank you. You got to actually catch it up now. But, the address and all that will be on the social media and everything. So, make sure y'all check for that. Come out. Contribute. Do what you can. Because everything is needed, as you guys know. Matter of fact, I think... Nah, you know what? I ain't going to talk about that negative part. But yeah, this Saturday, 12 to 5 p.m., I just wanted to talk about that first before I get to, you know, the normal party and things that I'm always so happy to contribute to and be a part of. You know what I mean? DJ, keep it moving. What's good, brother?
Peace, gang.
Nice. Is this a new sound effect you're going with?
Nah, I like it. I'm feeling relaxed and energized at the same damn time, man.
Well, wake the hell up, man.
Nah, I'm not good, bro. My energy is straight, man. Okay, cool. I'm in a decent spot right now.
All right.
All right, so... That's what you're doing.
That was coming up. What did I do last weekend? Really?
Oh, we'll leave it out.
Yeah, listen.
And we can edit it out.
No, ain't nothing to edit out. Ain't nothing to edit out, brother.
It's in these streets, Nick.
Nah, I was out working, man. Having a good time, providing energy to the good people of the city, man. That's it. That's it. Nothing.
You know to put that energy on.
Yeah, I do. I'll take that. I will. I will take that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Listen, I think she should be saying something to get my attention when I'm trying to talk. That's funny. Cal, what up? Lobany, what's going on?
From 6 o'clock to 6:20.
That's what we knew. All right, so yeah, that's what happened. Let's come talk about the music real quick before we get into everything else.
All right.
Appreciate that, family. Thank you.
CLB.
You want to start that?
Where you guys want to go?
No, I mean, Donda came out first, but she went to CLB, so I figured...
we did Donda last week.
No,
we did. Before last.
No, we did. You sure?
Dead ass.
Joe.
Donda.
We did? What did I say? Because I know I said something phony.
You was kind of reserved, because I was really going to get into Kanye, and then you was like, all right, we got to hold on.
Remember we talked
about that? We got to bring it back. We talked about the antics.
All right, review. It's slow. Not a lot, though.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Should have been better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Joe said, I know y'all can hear.
So can we do out of 10 or we'll do out of 10?
Yeah.
We know we do out of 10?
Yeah, let's do that.
Out of 10, where we at?
I'm doing, from what I've heard, I'm doing 6.5.
All right.
You're not going anywhere. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you give it?
God, man, I want to hit like a 6.
You ain't impressed either?
Nah. I'm sorry.
A couple standouts? Like, how you judging
it? Yeah, it's a couple, but I don't want to sound ignorant, but like, the no profanity thing feels like a gimmick just to get a gospel nod.
Vibe to it?
Just to get a nod for like to win a Grammy or saying it's a gospel album.
You don't think it's a gospel album?
No, sir.
He's about to say him.
The locks on this shit. Like, what are we talking about?
They don't like God?
No, granted, they're not cursing. Well, nobody is, but right. Like, yeah, nah. The baby? Yeah, that's not a gospel. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead, at me or whatever.
See, she gives it a 5. See, yeah. And that's where I'm at. Like,
see, I was being nice. And
maybe I was giving to being too kind at the 6.5. But, yeah, you know,
I was giving it a 6 because the production value on some of the shit is just unbelievable. I ain't gonna lie. One thing he can still do is fucking make. He can make it.
Lucian, what's good, bro?
Like, if he can't do nothing else, bro, he can still produce the hell out of a record. Like,
collectively.
Yeah, some of the stuff. I'm give everybody credit.
Thank you, bro.
You can't listen to it? Give him credit.
Can you sign in?
Yeah.
You signed in, right?
All right, cool.
Let's do it.
You give him a t-shirt? Yeah.
What songs really spit out to you? Let's start there.
Yeah, I'm terrible song. What's the
one where he says
I like the drink
when he's talking about song. Kim.
Nah, with the one with Jay Alec I like.
Okay.
You know
how you feel about Jay Alec.
Yeah, but he went. But I know he can rap. I know he can. I just do not like that album. Like, I know he can rap. Like, I'm saying that's not the issue. I know he can rap. That's how when I heard the album, I was like, nah. That shit has my favorite rap on it. I still was like,
Let's stay on
Doc. But I like that record. I like the second track on it. What's the, name of it?
We have the whole ass phone. See, the problem is, you have Android in your hand.
Wow. That's first of all, I'm disrespecting Android.
The second, that's not the second joint. All right, let's do it this way. That's tough. Thanks to Google, it's a lot of work.
No, the second joint is the single. Well, the shit I hear the most.
Pray? Not Pray. Jail.
Yeah,
same thing as Pray.
I like that. They got a part 2 to that, too. That's all right, too.
That's like the one with the baby.
Yeah, I like the joint with the locks. Those are probably two of my faves. He got it's sprinkled in. I hate 22 songs on the album, but.
Is it down to 20? I thought it was 26.
They keep adding 21 records and part 2s and shit. enough.
Oh, all of that is new?
Up to 27 tracks, nigga. Like, that's too many tracks.
I mean, we know that, but you know.
Some of these songs are like, then you got 2-minute songs and you got 11-minute songs.
Yes,
but I wasn't at the 11-minute song because I had lots of them. But that's not the point. Not the point. But nah, overall, man, it was some mid.
A whole lot of mid.
It was some mid.
So, okay, let's get a little bit into the answer, just a little bit. What do you think about the context that he released it a week before Drake just to compete with Drake, even though it wasn't ready? No, Liberty, we get into the verses in 1 second. Yes.
It was ready, bro. He wasn't doing nothing else to this album.
Yes, he was. He's always doing stuff. He's done stuff to it since it's been released.
Kanye, who does stuff, he did stuff to Life of Pablo after it was released.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that shit was finished.
Sinead, what up?
Because that shit was Life of Pablo was retarded.
That was his last good one you liked?
Yeah, Life of Pablo was probably the closest thing he had to I had that rated pretty high. Life of Pablo was really good. I liked Life of Pablo a lot.
Okay.
But like he was still adding to that shit. Like it was like if the album was moving because he would add stuff to it. Like the songs would be straight,
mm-hmm.
Then you go on to a new verse where he'll rearrange the verses. And I'd be like, damn, this nigga is like got a live album almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like an organic, like it's still growing, it's still evolving. And the concept of that was so ill then. But now I look at you trying to do it with this project, and I'm like, yeah.
Can we start calling the BS out?
Call it.
Ye does stuff just to say he's the first one to do it.
No, it's that like, was ill ass
idea. I'm just saying.
He got that one off. Some of them shits he don't get off. He'll try. And I'll be like, yeah, this ain't it, bro. Like that fucking last gospel album.
Or like having a listening party in a stadium just to let people dance around in a circle.
Shit.
I'm still on that.
I don't know that didn't work.
Oh, I didn't say it didn't work. I just think it was corny.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was
saying. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm like, but I don't know that didn't work.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, see, and this is the other thing. Why do you say it worked? What are you judging that on?
I think to answer that question, you got to ask first, like, his intention was to create the buzz.
His intention.
And I know to you, they're like, well, he don't got to do that because he's gay.
But I believe that his intention in doing that was create a buzz, and it the hell if it didn't do that.
Do you think he delivered a worthwhile performance while doing these listening events? If you went and spent your money on it, would you have been happy with it?
No, especially not that first one. So, holy smokes. We ain't gonna revisit it with that first one. Yikes. Like, he started adding, like, production value in the ones after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, that first one, I was like, yeah, I don't know what. You should have gave them shits away. Those tickets should have just been free off the love.
I hear you.
My opinion. But, I think he set out to do what he, if that's what he set out to do, I think he did it.
Okay.
I thought the shit was, like you said, wasn't unnecessary, and to be nice. The shit didn't do nothing.
I didn't see it either. It was available for stream. I didn't watch it. I just saw the clips, and I was like, yeah.
Like, woo, dodged it.
Yeah. I was.
I don't care if the tickets are $20. I keep my 20.
I would have gave him 20.
I wouldn't have gave it to
just
him.
Just out of curiosity.
Because you know about 20. Turning 60, because you already know we got a park.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You got a drink.
Well, I know a couple of spots to park at the dome where, well, anyway. I'm
park at the house and take a fucking Uber there.
Nah, I'm not doing that. Just know there is some availability to where you can go out there. You know what? I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm gonna stop talking.
Yeah, we need to see
this. All right, so you at a 6. I'm at a 6.5. A wonderful supported.
Right.
Five. that's that.
Joe, right, what type of math? I hate fellas. Hey, that's not right.
Don't correct me. Just trust me. It'll make sense in a minute. So let's move on to Aubrey.
Sounds Mike calls him Aubrey. That shit.
That's his name.
I know, it's just stupid.
Not an insult.
Like, he looked like an Aubrey, too.
No, his name is Aubrey. What you want me to know?
Oh, shit. CLB. Yeah. Fucking hate that single.
Which one?
I hate.
I'm Too Sexy?
That shit is garbage, and y'all know it. Y'all know it. And I'm a Drake fan, bro. Like,
I need to admit it.
I'm a fan. Like, that shit is doo-doo. The video's fucking amazing. I give him that.
Okay.
Yeah, like, but the fucking, that song is trash. I hate that record.
You be singing along to it though, don't you?
No, I really don't, bro.
All right.
And normally that'd be
okay.
No. I'm gonna put that shit on. That record is dookie, man. I'm sorry, bro. And I like I said, I'm a fucking fan. That shit is, I hate that song.
I never heard you go so hard against
your gosh, blood. I hate that shit.
All this light on right.
Every time
hate,
that
man.
Shit come jeez. On, I be like, yo, skip, please. God damn. Even when I was into the album, that shit came on, I was like, yo, get up. No. Please don't play this shit. Woo. Other than that,
you got a lot of tracks on here too.
Yeah, you know, too many tracks, but that's whatever.
But you just went in on what you call
it? No, I said too many tracks. I'm saying it. It's too many tracks.
All
too
right.
many tracks.
So how many songs you think it should have been? I'm talking about.
Oh, CLB. I think fucking 10 song albums did just become fucking a regular.
They did that already.
Yes, though. Keep doing it.
You
thank
think
you.
Anything over what? 15 is too many?
15. What is it, 1998? Yo, bro, 10 songs. That's it.
You doing side A and side B again?
10 songs. That's it. Enough.
Okay, so is that the fault of the artist or is that the fault of the listener not having the same kind of wherewithal?
I mean, just we can't know that the attention span of people is fucking is terrible. And then let's make a double album. Like, that's the shot to be killing. Like, oh, it takes a span and short, bro. We got to give it to him in, I mean, quick, fast, and then give me fucking 40 songs. Like, yo, no. 10.
It's 21
maybe
tracks 12, on
12, too many.
It's 21 tracks.
All right, so it should have been 14.
Tyler Problem.
13. I'll give him 13. I'll give him 13.
You give him 13, so that's
enough.
Why not 15 then? What's two more songs?
Nah, it's too many. I want 10. I'm being nice.
What are your standouts on here? Why I got it up here for you?
I know it's not my fucking standout.
That's one song you don't like.
No.
You like Poppy song? I renamed that not the song. Like,
did you? Say,
I
see.
What? Come on.
You got that off.
I'm outside.
That's all right. I like the Lil Baby record. I like the, I actually like the Travis Scott record.
Okay.
Obviously, Jay.
Can you say the name of the songs while you're reading?
Oh, I'm sorry. Love All is the Jay record. I like
act like a damn professional.
Girls Want Girls. I like the Lil Baby record. I like Lil Durk's verse on there. Like, shouting his old lady out.
And the Bible?
That shit was kind of hard.
Did you?
Yeah,
I think they made a big deal out of that for no reason.
Nah,
I mean, it was cool.
Nah, he's supposed to do that.
Because when he, you know what, I take it back. The way he explained it, he's like, yeah, Drake about to do 100 billion streams.
Yeah.
And I just, well, like, yeah, you know what?
I
respect
you
it.
Yeah. See, that's so, it. I got you.
That's your lady?
Yeah.
I got you.
All right,
cool.
Good.
Some shit.
Nice play.
Some shit I would do.
So you heard that play? He got that hook, though. That's some shit that, yeah. That was the play. Yeah, froze.
I'm saying, your lady got a business. You said
the meanest screen and roll of all time.
Listen.
Go to the basket.
In case you didn't catch it, I'm going to repeat it and tell you what I did. So,
yeah. Baby, you heard that? Your mom was like, baby, baby, you heard that?
That was you.
Did you hear me?
I said your name.
See, CLB, you heard me?
Ad lib.
Yeah. That was for you, girl. Anna lets you put cheese on your burger when we go to Waffle.
Oh, my gosh. She said, I like all the Texas lady tracks. That's racist. That was, but anyway.
a little bit of Texas bias I'm sensing there.
Yeah, she lives in Dallas.
Yeah, a little bit of Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that record. I like Pipe Down, oddly enough. I actually like the concept of that record.
Sounds like you really like this album.
I think for me, it was some Drake mid.
Wait, what? You just called out like seven songs.
No, I didn't. Called out like four or five songs.
You weren't done yet. I cut you off.
I think Drake and Ye is the same way, too.
Face what
I
up.
I think because of their success and the projects that they already have and bodies of work that they do have,
mm-hmm.
y'all get greater on a different scale, bro.
Why?
Because you are who you are. Like, I can't, like, you don't, no. If this was somebody's album, you'd be like, you know something? That kid that did made that CLB, that shit is all right.
So let me ask you this.
Yo. But that kid that made CLB also made fucking.
I didn't mean to blow by
so
that.
So Far Gone and fucking all of them other shits. And I'm like, yeah, nah, this ain't. If I have to compare it to them?
That's what I was about to say. Is it fair to compare it to them? As a listener.
I just think you're a product of what your last thing. Like, I don't know.
Let's talk about greatness for a minute, though. You've been better at some jobs than others, right?
Great at every fucking thing.
Well, that being said, so would it be fair for people who know you now for this job compare you to what you've done in the past?
Well, this is shady shit happening, though. No, I'm saying, nah, but hey. Nah, they can't.
I'm trying to answer this question.
I got you. Nah, they can. You know what I mean? But I think that's all my body of work. But I'm talking about like my work history, I guess. And
is it fair to compare to what you're doing now to what you originally done?
I think it is. But I think that's the standard you set for yourself.
I don't think it's accurate.
If you come out and fucking and kill a party,
yep,
and then you come out the next night, I know this is a too hypothetical view.
Yeah, come on, fucking, it's not gonna happen.
And you fucking you don't have the same effort and energy in it. Don't I look at you and be like, that nigga better than that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's the same thing to me.
So that's why I was asking, why is it different for you for them not to compare the same thing? Because you said no. You created everything, right? So you're saying that your first job at 26 and your last.
I had other jobs, but it was off the books.
That's what I'm saying. They was under $5.99. That's all. Your line caught up. Is it fair to compare it to what you're doing now? That's what I'm asking.
Yes. I got you. I see what you're saying. I still think it is fucking.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you were robbing that, robbing that.
Yeah, I still think it is.
Yeah, track 20, fucking fans.
Same thing. Yeah, Drake probably mad at me. That's fine. But
okay.
Like I said, it wasn't Dookie. I like it. It was to me. It was submit. Like it wasn't. There was nothing on this album that I was like, damn, this shit is the illest shit ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know why.
I like the Lil Wayne and Ross out record, but I feel like I heard that
hard.
But I feel like I heard it already.
That was one of the best Wayne verses I've ever heard.
Yeah, Wayne went crazy. But and Rick Ross is fucking. Rick Ross at this point is like in a different, like he hit like. When last time you heard a trash ass Rick Ross?
That's been a while. Like right. This stuff, it just
goes. Bro.
Consistency pays off.
Yeah,
I respect.
He just goes.
But that Wayne verse, because I've written Wayne off. I've told people this. I have.
You should have.
Yeah, thank you. So
I know that you're wrong.
That particular verse.
Nah, he got that.
You know what I'm saying, Curtis? What up?
Mm-hmm.
He killed that. Literally,
nah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So
he got that off. That felt like old Lil Wayne.
Okay,
so that yo, you put a soul beat and fucking nigga people who can rap. Guess what's gonna happen? That record. I've heard that record fucking 60 times. The shit is going to work every single time, and it worked this time as well. Like I said, I feel like I heard it already.
All right, so let me ask you this then, and then we can move on to verses. What record on CLB surprised you the most? And that don't mean that it had to like blow your mind, but out of the 28,000 songs, there's 21 tracks. You stop playing. Which one surprised you the most?
I don't think maybe that's the other thing too. Cause I'm so used to cats like that, like pushing the envelope and trying other shit.
Yep.
Like I don't feel like that was it. They all feel safe.
Did you listen to, I'm gonna say her name wrong. Her real name is Abby, but it's Yeba.
I'm sorry,
Yeba's Heartbreak. Track number 11.
No, she went ham.
Did that not surprise you?
The feature? But he always been dabbling.
It's not a feature.
All right, go ahead. You explain
it. Just the appearance of it. It kind of, it's in the middle of the album for a reason, or the project for a reason.
When you listening to albums in the order it was put in?
Listen.
You must have just started this.
No, I just read it. That's okay. All. That's all. But it's,
I know
it's
you
just.
Hit, you hit shuffle.
Like, yeah. Do I ever? Shuffle, skip, repeat, nope. Delete. That's how you gotta move sometimes. Jazz Level Grounds was good.
I got a question about that. Look, after you finish this one, go ahead.
But no, the placement of that particular track made sense on the flow. So that's why I was asking.
Actually, like, that was I like, she went off.
So Nazi's right. Okay, cool.
No, I just want to say
she went off. I actually I just wanted to bring attention to that.
Okay. But like, you can't go wrong with fucking that voice on that type of beat. Like, this shit is going to work.
I think that's why the name came out. Yeah. But anyway, all right, cool. So what you gave one out of 1 out of 10?
Of that shit. What? 1 out of 10?
Yeah. You gave the yay. Let's recap. You gave yay six. Yes.
That shit's better than fucking Don. Nah.
Lynette, what up?
I'm more likely to listen to fucking CLB again.
That's not an answer. What do you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I think it's better than fucking...
Yo, you be stalling,
yo. No, I'm sitting here
3 seconds in a lane. 3 second violation, yo. Like, damn. You know how people got short attention span. Like, you better give it a 6.5?
Bro.
You better say it's a push.
Six.
Again?
Well, you get it. I get fucking down to 6.
Oh, my gosh. Really? It's not even 7 worthy? No, I'm not trying to bitch you. I just want you to stand by what you're saying.
No, I feel like I had 6.5. I'm sticking with it. I feel like I heard these records.
Y'all see what I did there? Y'all caught that? All right.
I feel like I heard these records.
Where's caught at? Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Caught and torched this shit. Listen. Like, but, I heard these records already.
That's how you really feel? What about... All right. You know what? I'm not even going to argue with you about that.
So
I'm giving it 7.5.
Oh, really? That's high.
It's somewhat high. It's not really high for me because, this new Common album, I'm giving it an 8, but we get to that in a minute.
That's next week, bro.
Yeah, that's next week.
I ain't listen to it yet. I don't fucking gonna talk about it.
I mean, I can talk about it by myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll be out here shooting anyway. You know what I'm saying? Clear out. ISO.
7.5.
I do. I give it 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I give it 7.5. It was that many listenable and replayable songs.
Favorite Drake album?
Really?
No, do you have it?
No. But
I'm curious what you would rank like his greatest.
You know what? I take that back. Give me a second because I can't remember what it's called. That is a halfway decent. Look at you stepping up the place, Paul. Damn. By the time you get out of G League, hold on a second. I know what you wanted to
league of scoring last season.
What league was that? 6 foot ass goals you were shooting on. Anyway. Give me a second, because I can't remember the name of it, but there is one clear winner for me. Not that bullshit. Nope, wasn't that. More Life.
More Life?
More Life.
Really?
Yes. Huh. I'm talking as a DJ once again.
Oh, okay, I got you. I see where you're coming from. I'm surprised you said that one, but yeah, all
right. Yeah, I mean, do I need to run down the list again?
Like, do whatever you want. That shit ain't the one. Yeah. But
wow!
But I mean, go ahead. Having said that, More Life is better than fucking CLB.
Oh, it's way better than CLB. Just for the variety. I understand he was doing a whole lot of culture poetry on there and all that. Well, you know what I'm saying? So, but the variety. I like variety.
This way, the One Life had a lot of.
I like my music like I like my feel too. Right.
Man.
Here you go.
Come on.
Okay.
Here you go. Oh my God.
So anyway. Jazz Love Brown, what's a 9 or a 10? King's Disease, my brother. King's Disease is a 9 or a 10.
King's Disease 1.
It was a 9 or a 10. King's Disease 2. It's like an 8.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
This new Common album, I'm telling y'all now, it only has 11 tracks.
He already got about 3 points off the rip. Off the rip. Then I listened to that 8-minute freestyle he had the other day on Ellie Leakes. I was like, damn, that's been so fucking nice.
Anyway, we gonna get out of this, because I know you ain't listened to it yet.
Okay. Yeah, get out.
But the thing I noticed about this album, and Common period, is he writes now how he freestyles. So it's like you can almost connect the dots to what punchline he's going to say next. You know what I'm saying? So he's an era freestyler, but his pen game ain't what it used to be.
All
right. Because it used to be more intricate.
I got you.
You know what I mean? So.
But he's still Common.
It's still Common. So
did you hear this record?
The 8-minute freestyle? What? I'm sorry.
The 8-minute freestyle was busting, but like, that's not where it was going. Did you hear the baby record, Lil Wayne?
Lonely?
No.
Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie.
Do I need to pull it up right now?
Yo, the baby might have had one of the illest verses of the year. So.
Wow, you better like, cancel out this
one. Bro, I ain't, yo. That dude, he put a verse out that was about his brother getting killed. Yo.
Wait a minute, I did hear that. Wait.
He went,
this is new or old?
He is new.
Because he's talked about that before.
Yeah, but this one.
Okay.
It's him and Lil Wayne. And the video, the fucking video is retarded. Like, they did like a Joker. He's in a mental health out. Yo. But that fucking, that baby, holy shit. I was like.
Like that?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Newfound Respect. It's called Lonely.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
He went crazy.
We shall continue that on.
Yes, he went crazy.
Tech Matrix Sounds, he knows Common Projects at 8. Come on. It's solid.
I got to listen to it. Yeah, I got to listen.
It's quality. Yeah. Face, what do you
say? Drake was okay. Give it a 7. Couldn't get past the third track.
That's on brand for Face. That really is.
That's about right.
That's on brand.
Face, I see.
Yeah, we know and we understand. And we can't really argue with you about it either.
No, no, all no. Right, yeah,
so, can we get to the good shit?
As long as you don't say it's a 9, I'll be like, hold on.
Whoa, hey, yo, hold on. What? You sure you from Queens?
Wait, wait a minute. Speaking of Queens dominating shit.
Whoa.
Nah, hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on. Nah,
I saw a whole lot of Queens getting assists. That's what I saw. Hit me. Hit me the post. That's what I saw. Bounce pass. Am I wrong? Chest pass.
Yeah, I guess he should have did records that weren't his at all. But go ahead.
Wait, who did that?
I thought you were talking about Fat Joe.
What are you talking about?
I don't remember his verse. I'm still not a player. What was it?
Don't do that.
Oh, no. Remember that verse on Andy Up he had?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, the verse on Andy Up.
Don't do that.
You don't remember the...
That was performance-wise.
Okay, go ahead.
That was for performance purposes.
That don't count? Okay. So he just played some random DMX record. That would have been all right. You'd have been like, yo, what the fuck is John doing? Yeah, you would have said, what the fuck is he doing? This nigga got still out of playoff. I was like, yo, bro. Yo, chill out, man. Yo, chill out, bro.
Yo.
You said the same thing when you seen it.
Oh my god!
You started kicking like
that. Well, no, that was in the first half. I didn't see. I only saw it in the second. I was working, so I saw for the item.
That nigga played Andy up. I was like,
moment of clarity. I heard about that, but I only saw from the second half when he changed clothes into his Gore-Tex 1996 gear. That was a Louis jacket.
Yeah.
Don't listen. I didn't even know that. I mean, I don't care about Louis, but that was like I really thought that was some Gore-Tex shit. So anyway,
that nigga was dressed like it was 1996.
I mean, he should have done that in the first half and then progressed.
He should have kept it on. Yeah. We see you though.
Anyway, so initial thoughts.
I enjoyed it, bro. Like I really did.
I wonder why, people. I wonder why.
No. I don't even. Yo, I'm talking shit. I don't know that. That's what I was just talking shit because that's my neighborhood. But
of course.
Not my top five, but it was very, very intense. I love the fucking banter. People were coming up, like, oh, this shit is mad fake and phony. I was like...
It was.
I was like, aren't all of them? Like, I'm sorry.
Nah. There was a little more action.
Really think, you really think the Lox and Dipset was about to come to blows?
Nah, it was just more
they
action.
They talked about that shit in LA. I'm going to talk crazy shit about you, but, like, it ain't that. I'm going to bump into you, give you the wild shoulder, but you know it ain't like that, right? Like, all of that shit's pre-planned. You think nigga just came out there and was just talking greasy.
Like, they looked like they was hanging out on the block.
Yeah, that shit was regular to me.
But listen, what up?
I don't know. Gucci and Jeezy. My.
Nah, Gucci. Somebody got it.
My King blows.
Gucci and Jeezy. Somebody got it.
Because this
that
close.
Is not. That is
everything else totally except different. Jeezy and Gucci. And we're going to get into this.
Gucci and Jeezy, there was a murder involved. Shit changes a lot.
In a minute.
Just the fact that y'all out there, I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever do that shit.
He admitted to it.
Yeah, he bodied your mans and was telling you jokes about it. Like,
all right, so enough of that.
Yo, damn.
Yeah, I've been in Atlanta for 20 plus years, so I know more. Anyway,
Atlanta, bro. Listen, I killed your mans, and we joking about it.
Joe, what am I trying to do? Am I trying to exit?
Go ahead, bro. Exit.
He's trying to get sued, but it's out there.
In the words of ha-ha, this is beyond me.
I am flabbergasted.
That's like, what if I say? That's why I fucked your bitch. Oh, come on, bro. That's how you starting a record? Yo, that's how you coming on? I don't know that we ever gonna be cool after that. The opening bar was, that's why I fucked your bitch. Like, yo. God damn, Pop. You, yo, be honest, when you first heard that line, you was like, he's about to go crazy.
Listen, when I heard that first line, I was like, yo, what am I?
Hey, yo, I
mind you, I was 17 when it came out.
I felt bad for Faith.
It's a from Brooklyn.
And yo, listen.
That was a habit.
I felt bad for Faith, you know.
Yo.
She can't come back from that.
Wait, that was 96 or 97? Hold on.
That was 96 and Faith, it was still together.
Oh gosh, bro!
But that ain't got nothing to do with that song. Was talking about.
I'm just saying.
But anyway, I'm just saying. I know I was too young to be doing anything, but I felt like doing something.
The most disrespectful intro of all time,
oh, man.
Bar none. Like,
Jesus,
like just it was just like
Jesus. Anyway,
he said it was all like,
can we get back? Can
I'm sorry. Well, that's not what you're doing. I don't know. I should talk my head. But yeah, first.
Now it's in my head now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Lord, I got a blade now.
Like,
anyway.
Like, it should make you frown your face up like something was stinking in the room. You smell that? Oh my god. You know that frown on your face, man? Oh, whoa. Something died in there. Oh shit, man. Shout out to hip hop, bro. Hip hop win. Hip hop for the win.
Oh my gosh. I think we gotta stop using that on every damn verses, too.
Hip hop for the win? You going with it?
Yeah. Who won tonight? Hip hop! All right, yeah. Relax. Sit down. I mean, I love it too. Y'all know I'm a representative of all
time. Oh, so, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, I'm messing
up. Wait a minute.
That's why I need a mixer from you. God damn, boy.
Yeah, you'll stop, bro. This shit's so disrespectful. 30 years later, that shit is still like, oh, God damn. And he continues to go, first off. Fuck your bitch. Oh, hold on, bro.
Africa, she understands. It's like, oh,
and the click you claim. Hold on, bro.
Junior Mafia out there.
Yeah. It was one of those. Right. Next week, we're going to do the top five diss records of all times.
We got time for that?
Next week.
Ethan.
Ethan? Oh. Well, no, we can't discuss it now. Right. Now, go back. How we get to Jeff Redd?
I need to smooth it out. I need some love. I need to smooth this out real quick like this.
My deep breath?
I'm still pausing that. But anyway. It's just out of here. Alright.
You
come on. Done it just like.
You want it to leave.
I'm done. Sorry.
Come on, light skin connect. Let's ride. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Is that? Am I wrong?
Yo, cut this shit off, bro.
Oh, now he mad.
Versus.
Now he mad. Now
versus. Man. Today's price
is not yesterday's.
Right. Yeah, I got it.
All right. So, all right. Let's talk about it. Can we talk about the part I actually saw? Did you see the whole thing?
No, of course not.
What part?
No, I didn't. I'm gonna talk to you. I did.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, so recap the people, because I didn't see the first part. Okay, cool. That's more stuff for this weekend. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Recap what you saw from the beginning to the end.
They were talking king shit.
Ooh. Yeah.
Can I quick fast just run out like a couple of against
you
each other?
Bro, it's your world. I'm just on your show.
Answer me this.
You know.
Come on. FloJo versus It's Murder.
You got a FloJo versus It's Murder.
It's Murder's JX.
I remember it. I remember.
I'm going
this. I'm going this. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm going this murder on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I'm watching, he was like, FloJo's better, and I was like, I like FloJo,
but
yeah, we can't do that.
That Herb guy in the douche track.
Yeah, we can't like, and it's not, and like Ja Rule didn't get killed.
The price went down. You got him.
Yikes.
Yo, she. Anyway, before we get to that, listen, man. Season 5 shit. Anyway,
and then Fat Joe played My Lifestyle and Ja Rule played Can I Get Him.
Okay. That's Ja again.
I agree.
Okay. My Lifestyle is hard. It's a great record.
I love that record.
But
yeah, Can I Get Him is like...
Come on. But is that because of Ja's or because of Jay?
I like Ja Rule's verse on that song better than Jay's.
He stood out.
To me, he had the best verse on that record.
Nah, Mill kind of killed that shit.
Mill was hot.
Wait, listen.
No, Jai's energy is different. Like,
of course.
Like, I really like
because Jay in the 90s was nasal Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Emil was, you know,
Jay was
woman voice. So, someone dropped ain't no question. Of course you're going to stand out. You know what I'm saying?
Gucci Bell. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
I actually like this verse on there.
All right, what else you got? It's good. It's good.
I shot your remixes with Joe Play.
With a little bit of the Broadway. Did you see the Broadway performance with that?
No, I didn't.
And yo, Jai, I got one thing to say to you.
Oh, yeah, I caught that. I did too.
Wait, what did Jai play that round?
Murdergram.
Oh, yeah, nah. Who shot your remix? I was happy to hear that. Yeah, I hear that.
I forgot that was in the top.
Because I'm sure up until this point, 275,000 people have never streamed that song.
Yeah.
And that's no shots.
No, I agree with that. So now we're 2-1 Jai.
You saw him from the beginning.
No, that's where you was at. That was the beginning.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Come on. You said you didn't see the first half. I was just going through the first half.
Okay, no, let's do it. I know that's what you're
doing. The next record was Big L.
Yep.
The Enemy.
Yep.
Versus Holla Holla. And I hate that he played Holla Holla.
Oh, now I'm going Big L, the Enemy. That Big L verse.
I am too.
Did he play Big L's verse? He just did his verse.
I think he just did it.
Because that's digging in the crates. That's real hip-hop shit. My bad for y'all who don't know.
I said so, I hated that he played Holla Holla because I like that record. But the Enemy's then.
Yeah, nah.
Sorry. Nah. Respectfully. But because that's a legit.
So that one, I'm going Joe.
Joe?
Actually, Big L. But anyway. Whatever.
Okay. Twins.
But that's when he brought out Remy.
I can't count Annie Up, bro. So I'm going to say Twins.
Okay.
All right, so the idea with the Annie Up shit was, I believe.
Get the crowd out.
Get the crowd in.
Because at that point, they don't know most of these songs.
Yeah, but I think they ended with the, Wish I Could Bring Pun Back.
Yeah,
right?
And they looped it.
They looped that, and then she wound up doing Pun's part on Twins.
Yeah.
So the idea of it, I allow it. But I'm not counting Annie Up. I mean, he's still winning for him because he played Between Me and You, and that shit is not that good.
That didn't fit.
No.
He didn't bring out Christina Milian?
Who? She acting now, bro.
Yeah, I actually have a little thing for her. Not long. It lasts for like a minute. It's when the video dropped with the push it back and all of that.
Used to.
Yeah, nah. Bird's going to fly. Anyway, so.
All right, Fat Joe.
I didn't do that. I did not do that. I would never do that. You know what I'm talking about.
You're going to skip that.
We're going to come back to that. That's a lot.
Don't say that.
All right, so, I'm going.
You going Joe?
Yeah, I'm going Joe on that one. You keep the score?
Not really. All the way up and Living It Up.
Wait, you dropped all the way up that early?
Round 6, bro.
Versus?
Living It Up. That's all the way up.
Oh, I didn't know he dropped it that early. My bad, internet.
So all the way up versus Living It Up.
My bad, Janet Jackson's internet.
I'm just answering for the working. I know his answers.
Wait, what did you say?
All the way up versus Living It Up.
That's obvious. Yeah, that's a layup. Kobe, come on. That's easy.
You don't know my answer.
Yes. Live, what up, bro?
John Blaze versus Down Ass Bitch. I really like Down Ass Bitch, too.
John Blaze. Joe is up right now.
Yeah,
so this is why people are hating. They don't know his record.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
They don't know this. Listen.
That
Jaro's
listen. I was
like no. From what I'm hearing, once again, and I know performance matters, and I get that. I'm gonna go back and watch the first half.
Joe is trash at performance.
Listen, but these records.
These records.
Oh my gosh! But you just even played John Blaze.
Yo, when I heard the violin come on, I was like, well, that's that. Well,
listen. Come on.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. What is he about to play next? I don't even care. It's over. When the violin came
John
on, I was like,
Blaze. Oh, my God.
I was like, please don't let Nas walk out.
That price got to go up.
If Nas walks out, then you're cheating.
The price got to go up.
And Nas' first in there is so retarded.
So who's going to do a versus first, Jay and Nas?
Neither.
Nas. No fun, man. Come on. See, Nas. Joe said Nas.
Nas.
I think Nas will, as well before Jay. Huh? We'll get to that. Anyway, keep going.
He played Down, which I love, but we already discussed.
That wasn't his song. What you call to kill that?
Oh, Charlie?
Yeah, that's on that.
I like that.
And Ashanti killed that. So,
yeah.
See, Tech said the same thing. Now it's going to do the, anyway. All right, we're coming back to that.
And Joe played the Fat Joe and Jeezy record, which I like a lot.
Which one is that? Oh, yeah, that's
slow down, son.
It's called Slow Down.
But that shit is not better than Put It On Me.
Nah, it's not.
So, Jock.
So, did Jock pull? Yeah, guess what? I don't know.
He brought out B to M, though,
okay, that's when.
Is that when you put it?
That's when the dustiness got in the air. Yes. That's when it came out. Okay.
LeBron James came? All right, too much? I'm sorry.
Nah, not at all.
Hit you.
So when you heard Joe say that, what you like?
I didn't hear that part. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, I caught.
Dusty bitches look hungry back there. Hi, yo, Joe. You know they can hear you, right?
Joe, the BX came out.
Say, yo, he just said that? Oh, yo, he said that. I was like, yo, my nigga, they right there. Like, he tried to clean it up though later on. Oh, shout out to Lil Mo. I mean, a true legend in the game. I was like, too late, like bro.
That. He ain't say it like that.
Too late, my boy.
Then he ain't say it like that.
He tried to clean it up. He had his broom out. Clean up, out seven. He tried. It was too late.
He should have bought them Birkin bags.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Or the black somebody owned version. Or the black owned luxury line behind it. Yeah, listen.
Anyway, so that should have.
That dish goes to. You know what? I can't even say that because it sounds like I'm copping police with Joe. He was dead ass wrong. Like, I understand you getting hype. Yeah, it's like this. Okay, perfect example. Boom. Watch this. So when Dipset and the Lox was doing their battle, right? They was all getting hype, going back and forth, trying to amp it up, right? Jewels took it here.
Yeah.
Fat Joe took it here. You see what I'm saying? And Jewels is already out of pocket. I told y'all that. Like, I was like, yo, Jewels need to come down and just relax. But Fat Joe was saying that. I was like, yo, he got too excited. He thought they was on the block like it was no big deal. I was like, yo, you got to... Nah. So when I went back and I saw, once again, this is all first half or first round joints. It's not the same thing. You know what I mean? Africa, you're doing a lot.
But now, for that,
she said to me to look like
so
crap.
I'm just going
to
go to the first sentence. The next one, he played Don Cartagena versus
Doc Lovin. I agree, Chaz up, bro. I don't think Jay did one either. Go ahead, I'm sorry. What was the next up?
Don Cartagena versus Doc Lovin.
Oh, Doc Lovin. It's Bobby Brown. It's the King R&B. Like, that's not even a question. That's it.
I agree.
He should have brought Bobby out for that. Like, you know, Bobby ain't doing nothing. Bobby chilling. Bobby's being Bobby. Like, come on.
Then he played All I Do Is Win, which I'm sorry. Like,
that's
I don't
a Cali record.
I don't want to hit that. I don't, like.
He had a nice verse on there.
He did. No, he did. No.
Versus what?
So Much Pain.
Oh, yeah. They might have won now. I'm going to give that one to Joe.
Okay. No, I don't think there's no wrong. I like
Wait, it. He did So Much Pain. So wait, Ja left a lot of records on the table is what I'm hearing. Putting that Vini Vidi Vici out.
Yeah.
Like, he could have went there and really... Hey, all right. Yeah, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Because I still got to hear the first half.
Ja Rule played Ain't That Funny against the Sunshine Khaled record. So Ain't That Funny is fucking beating the hell out of that.
Okay, so this is when I can tap it.
Yeah.
I saw this is when it started
okay,
from on. Now.
Okay.
Okay, so I remember that.
So Ain't That Funny smacks that.
Yeah, and Joe was talking, but let's talk about performance a little bit. Mm-hmm. Joe was talking like, yo, all them hits is mad old.
So
I got new hits. And he was talking about Sunshine.
Yeah.
Sunshine is a hit in the tri-state Ish. Area. I've tried that record several times in Atlanta. And it's like, it's cool. It just don't
this shit ain't that.
It's not Stop. Ain't that funny. It's not ain't that funny. Yeah. It's not. I mean, it works, but it doesn't. Yeah. It don't work like ain't that funny. You know what I'm saying? A 20-year-old record. I don't know if it's fair, but I see what Joe was trying to do. Once again, I've been trying to pull for me and my Joes. I do. I really do, and I get that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, nah. That record wasn't as big as he thought it was.
Jaro.
I'm glad he did. He play back outside. I'm trying to remember.
I don't think so.
All right. Cool.
Jaro that was plays, good. Thing. Destiny. I don't even know that record, to be honest with you. What, the last Temptation album? Anyway, Fat Joe played Yes. I give it to Yes.
Yeah, Cardi killed that.
Yeah, she went crazy. And he played Rainy Days. Mm-hmm. And Fat Joe played another round. Rainy Days.
What was a nice surprise? That's a good conversation right there. So, Rain, what up?
Rainy Days.
Over another round?
Yes.
What kind of mood you in, though? Come on, bro. Let's talk about for a second. What kind of mood you in? Because I'm like...
Bro, that was like... Ja Rule didn't even rap on that record, bro.
Like, he did. Like
sometimes
the
he sprinkled some rapping like he...
Bro. That was Mary's record. It was.
That's fine.
It was Mary's record.
Rainy Days is fucking it. That shit was...
You're not even giving it a chance.
Nah, I like Another Round, but I just like Chris's like hook. Yeah, but that shit has not been a Rainy Days.
Nah, Joe kind of swagged that out on that.
He was all right. That shit ain't been a Rainy Days.
Okay. We'll call it. I'll let you have that.
Okay. All right.
You still keeping score?
No.
Why are we here?
Court,
where you at, man?
Clapback versus Jay Holiday, the Fat Joe and Jay Holiday record, I won't tell.
No. The way Ja brought that in, uh-huh. I was waiting for Clapback.
Okay.
And I was waiting for him to talk some more shit, but he didn't do it.
So you got clapback.
I got clapback of I Won't Tell. And mind you, I still play I Won't Tell in early warm vibes. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Thank you. Africa said the same thing. Another round of stone.
Ja Rule and Little Mo.
Wait. Because at this point, I remember this.
Okay.
They all in each other's faces. Yeah, they are on like level 9.5. Right. So at this point, how much is their performance antics factoring into what you're choosing?
No, I'm looking at the record. I'm not even thinking about the performance right now.
No, I need you to think about that. Like, we're a complete show. The antics were like cool. We do this. Like,
the antics were cool. I wasn't mad at them. They were entertaining. But I wasn't. That didn't affect how I felt about the record. Oh,
all right. So I'm going to be the...
Okay, you be that. So the I Cry versus Get It Poppin'.
Get It Poppin'. You know why?
Why?
Because that I Cry nonsense that Ja pulled.
I don't know what that was.
This side, you going to say I Cry.
He tried.
This side, what he said, the South or the West, you say we cry. In the middle, if you're under 25, no, he didn't say that. You say we cry. I was like, yo, and then I'm listening, and I'm reading the comments, because you know I'm in there running my mouth, you know, on the main IG stream. And like, yo, they're like, yo, it worked. And I was like, yo, I hear five people singing
that. I wouldn't
hear
that shit for that record.
Listen.
But I do think that's a better record than Get It Poppin' to me.
I don't.
We'll definitely disagree on that.
You think I Cry is better record than Get It Poppin'?
Yes.
On a, let me say it right, on a versus level.
One is a fucking,
No.
So you asked me on a versus level, I'm answering it.
But are we now talking about versus? Is that not what we do?
We are.
Right, exactly, but so I need you to judge all of that.
It's not a better record than that. You gonna tell me it was a better performance? Yeah, Get It Poppin' was a better performance.
Once again,
not a better record.
Let's go back, because the last time, season 4 finale, what did we talk about? How much does the performance matter on versus the actual success or power of the song? You said, if I remember, it was like 70-30. Is that what you said? 60-40?
Getting the crowd involved?
Yeah, Africa said the same thing. You're not a sound clash. All of that stuff matters. All of it matters. Tiffany, what up?
Bro, I Cry. It's a better record.
You're disrespecting my whole scenario right now, bro. I need you to think about all of this as a fan because, you know, thank you.
Then I can say, all right, well, Ja Rule, he actually went in and got the crowd involved and had them singing his record.
Did you enjoy it, though? Did you, if you were in the crowd, would you have enjoyed that more than...
I'm not singing that.
I'm not saying you sing. Are you enjoying it on the intern, on the inside? Are you be like, are you doing that? Are you just...
I don't know that I'm doing that shit anymore for that than I am for Get It Poppin'.
But that's what I'm asking.
But that's what I'm comparing it to.
Transport yourself.
I'm there.
To Madison Square Garden.
And I'm telling you, I don't know that Get It Poppin' would have me more excited than I Cry. I don't see it.
Just say how you feel.
No, I'm saying Get It Poppin'. I know as a record, it's not a better record than that.
So you're sick now. Yes.
She's not a better record than that. But anyway, we're talking past now. And that's when the real winner came out. Fucking Shanti. Moment of silence. She's killing
me. Yo, she's not dead, yo. What you mean, moment of silence? This is a round of applause. Wait a second, wait.
Death by thighs. Man,
look at Joe. Joe don't get in trouble.
Shanti was out
Joe, there. You only married man in the
Shanti
room. Don't get in trouble.
Shanti looking like fuck, like, God damn, boy.
Cotton candy.
Woo.
Listen, this is messed up part. Because I got a couple of texts people seeing when I was posting.
People crazy
about you. Oh, yo. Like, a word next? I was like, yo, relax. I'm just showing appreciation, so.
Okay.
But Nook's saying, hold on. He's saying, I Cry is a big commercial record to get people engaged, but if you want to change the setting, Get It Poppin'.
It's a better party record. but that's what I'm basing the win on versus this?
Transport yourself, people. Our audience, our fans, everybody's supporting us.
Cool.
If you're in Madison Square Garden, what are you vibing more to at that moment?
The dance record?
Don't do that.
So if I play if I play a dance record and a better R&B record, you gonna say the dance record is gonna ring?
It depends on the record. That's all I'm saying.
That's just like when
hit on analogy. No, y'all know how much I hate analogy.
When Jay and R. Kelly was going out, right? R. Kelly would get mad because Jay would go off. But Jay's playing fucking hip hop fun records, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're singing fucking a love song.
What Tata do?
Allegedly.
Yeah. Don't you say
exactly? Alleged.
Adam, what up?
I'm saying allegedly.
That's what I'm saying. Listen.
Who got a better shot?
Listen, Africa is from... I'm reading her comments because she's from the Bahamas. She understands about the sound clash thing. Once again, shout out Fan Base app. That's why I'm asking you, yo, when you're battling someone, and I understand air quotes battling, I get that. JP, where the hell you been at? God damn. When you're battling someone on that level, and they're come going back to back with these songs, I'm going based off of how they're setting the song up, how big the song is, and then the reaction. Those are my three things on an individual round.
Got you.
See what I'm saying? So it's different than people like, oh, I remember, I love that song. Oh, I got proposed to in that song. Oh, I had my first, whatever it may be.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm asking, I'm trying to paint the picture and say, for us to really compare all these things, I'm not saying, you know, all right, cool, I'm going to be quiet.
No, you got your
mind. I'm going to be quiet.
Cool. Cool. Mesmerizer, what's love?
Will's like, all right, whatever, Nick.
Mesmerizer, what's love?
Mesmerizer, wait, who was out there? Ashanti's outside.
They're both Ashanti.
So yeah. Ashanti wins.
So nobody gets
to the show. So listen, when he goes to the listen, we're talking about draw. You know us. We don't talk about draw.
Listen, according to this item one, they saying Mesmerize is better than What's Love. You're wild. It's not.
Nah, Ja got better, bigger songs than What's Love, but nah. Yeah, song based, What's Love is better than Mesmerize. By a lot. So I'm going What's Love on that.
Always on time. Versus.
You know what? Let me take that back. Nope. I'm going What's Love. But I like the way Joe was like,
come on inside. Yeah, that was played well. They did their job.
That was good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, did say. You see how that goes when you fucking playing shit out before? I'm sorry, go ahead. Nah, that was well done. All right, going to the next one. 18. Always on time versus make it ring. Always on time.
At this point, I was like, can you let my girl sit down for a second?
Always on time versus make it ring. Yeah, it's always on time. I'm going to let you skip it.
Always on time.
Yeah, that's it. I'm real versus lean back.
Why are you flowing through?
Yeah,
the time is
the. I'm real versus lean back. It's lean back.
Always on time. Wait. I'm sorry. I'm so bad.
I'm real.
Where you are. Yeah, versus lean back. Yeah. Lean back. Joe took it back to the street.
Yeah, lean back is lean back.
Yeah, he took it back.
And then he ended with New York.
Yeah.
Well done. But you kind of knew it was coming. The only thing I was thinking about is his kids going to come out.
I knew Kiss was going to come out.
Yeah, so he came out. Good.
Yo, I was all in the comments like, yo, I'm not cocky, I'm confident. And then the
top 10
caught it. Top 10 what?
Verses.
No.
Ooh.
Not even close. It's not even top 10 New York. shout out E-Class. He be talking a lot of shit. And a lot of stuff I don't agree with. But he listed all of the New York-based verses.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you forget. It's a lot. But my response to that is, nigga, it should be. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
You're the grandfather.
Africa said, yeah, Miss Nelly shit. She want to talk about the hug.
No.
All right. Let me just say this, and we're going to move on to something else. I know we got to go. So, Nelly walked for all of those trash-ass... hit that thing. Resume. All them trash websites and commentary ones and gossip ones, they made it sound like Nelly ran a mile in Madison Square Garden to go say what's up. I was like, yo, my man walked... 10
I see,
feet.
I see my ex and I don't hate her.
What's right. I walked 10 feet and said, what's up?
Yeah, this.
That was
what, it. What, am I act like she not here?
Right.
Like, that just sounds mad goofy to me.
Because imagine he not said nothing to her. They would have went even worse.
Oh, he hate her.
This is a problem. It's garbage. Anyway, we're not spending money on that. I'm not doing that.
Was you hoping J-Lo popped up?
Huh? I was. J-Lo, I did.
Nah, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time I was in the club with black folks, Shine shot it up.
Yo, brother.
No, dude.
It's still too soon.
No, I'm sorry.
Right. Shout out, Sean.
Shout out to Sean, bro.
Yeah,
Sean. Believes in the building.
Always. I'm real.
Prime Minister Sean.
Nook said, I'm real was a huge chick record in the club that helped J-Lo in the urban scene.
Real.
All of those records during that time helped J-Lo.
J-Lo went crazy.
Yeah, Lean Back was a cool. Whoa, wait a minute.
Yo,
a whole anthem record,
fam.
But didn't cross over all the way. Nah, you're wild.
What?
No, I could drop Lean Back at 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It's going up. Sorry, brother.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nah.
So anyway, let's talk about this.
Right, I was with you on the J-Lo statement.
And then we get
Lean Back's Lean Back.
So it's an interesting parlay. JD challenged Diddy to a versus while they were at the one on Tuesday.
Oh.
Right? And I seen a whole lot of uproar about, JD could give, Puff a run for his money. I seen a lot of people
from Atlanta. And what?
From Atlanta.
What, spades? What they playing? Tiddlywinks? What they playing?
From Atlanta saying that JD could actually beat Puff.
At what?
And so this is my question.
Car racing? What they playing? Jacks?
spades.
So listen, Joe, we got 5 minutes. Joe, can I get you a second, Joe? Because I want an Atlanta person to chime in on this. I see where you're going already.
The disrespect.
My comment or my post or whatever on Facebook said, I feel Atlanta feels disrespected because it's JD Atlanta versus New York. And that's why I said, I was like, y'all feel disrespected again. And I think that's where a lot of the energy is coming from. So let me ask this question first before we delve into sports. I know where y'all going to go. Let me ask you a question first. JD versus Puff. Does JD stand a chance?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't make my face like that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm gonna do. Wait, is it on? Is it up to you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right,
cool.
I'm gonna do this one for the home team, right?
You do everyone for the home team.
And that's what I like. I know. I'm in Atlanta all day. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Crop on the hospital. Not a great baby, but old Atlanta, not good Atlanta.
Got you.
There is no way JD steps in the ring with Puff and JD they compete. Oh, Puff got it.
Wasn't expecting it.
I was not.
Joe was a real.
The one thing about Atlanta people. We're gonna tell the truth.
As you should.
JD, I'm gonna tell the truth.
Oh, you're gonna tell the truth. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Like,
it will be a nice, it'll be nice performance wise and entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
But there's
JD got some shit.
But there's no way JD is sticking with Puff, bar for bar, and stuff like that. It's not gonna be a tie.
Okay. What would you think the score would be in around the 20?
I'm putting the score right now.
17-3. Get the nah, we're not doing
17.
That. Nah. Extra. Nah. We're not doing it. Nah, I don't 15, that.
15-5.
No. Let's stop. Let's stop that right now. 15-5. You're not about to TMZ this show. We don't do that shit over here.
I'll do it for you.
All right.
12-6. And that's being fair.
12-6 or 12-8?
Oh, 12-8.
20. Well, yeah, 12. Yeah, the 20. Okay. So
the reason why I say 12-8 is because JD's gonna need some help. So he's gonna be doing a lot of features.
12-8. And I'm being fucking generous.
12-8. My man Lucian said JB said 15-5. Lucian said 15-5. Scroll up a little bit. I think Lucian said 12-8 as well.
Somebody said fucking.
14. He said 14-6. My bad.
Lucian, that's close.
All right,
15-5.
Okay, so here go to the secondary question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you the problem is.
The problem is,
yo, the two bullets he got in the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna be able to fuck. The dude has the queen of R&B. Not an argument.
Right.
The dude has arguably the greatest rapper of all times.
Yep.
If he's not the greatest, top three.
I'm not arguing that.
What is JD playing to compete with? If I just use them two, if I don't use nobody else, if I just use them two.
And this is why I said we gotta tell the truth. We gotta put the
fact. If he say, listen, I'm gonna use nobody but Big and Mary. Let's go.
I mean, that's what he said.
What are you gonna play?
So,
jump.
Hey, don't do Chris Brown.
I love that. Chris Brown had a New York nigga wearing his hands backwards.
That's not fair.
Had New York niggas wearing his hands backwards. Don't let nobody tell you different.
So,
what
do you think? All right, I'm gonna go Confessions Records. Y'all are leaving Usher out of this.
I'm not leaving him out of this.
I think you are.
Usher's awesome. But when you play the Confessions Records and I play these Mary records from the first album.
I'm saving him the embarrassment. I'm not leaving Usher out. I'm saving him the embarrassment. Now you know as a DJ, if you was playing your R&B set, what's finna slap harder?
Oh, Mary or slaps. Usher?
Confession goes, listen.
But like the Mary records,
stop getting sick.
They hit different.
Listen.
Mary records are just,
they hit different.
Hell much fun. We got 5 minutes. We got 5 minutes and we can clear up and get out of here. So, Joe, your score, Atlanta native, mm-hmm.
born and raised.
Your score is
12-8.
Queens.
15-5.
You sticking with the 15-5?
Yes. I'm being nice. It's my love for Atlanta.
That's your love.
Yes. Show
love right now.
Shit's gonna be a shellacking.
Listen.
I'm being nice, saying at some point Puff gonna let up and play a fucking Carl Thomas record or something. You know what I mean? Because Usher will smack Carl Thomas.
No disrespect, but that's just funny when you say that. Yeah,
he'll just get in there with a few. Yeah,
Humble, what up?
Yes, you know that's the score, bro.
15-5.
It's worse than that.
I don't think it's that bad. I think. I'm going 13-7, which is kind of in between, but I can count seven wins. I can count seven wins at it, depending on when JD drops them.
JD, he got a chance when he goes second.
Well, I mean, oh, so either the first 10 or second 10.
Yeah.
That's when he's got a
chance.
They got to huddle up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
if I was you, I would save the bullets, too.
Yo, so JD going to go to Shot Cam. Shout out DJ Shot Cam. Shot Cam, like,
save the bullets, bro.
Don't
play jump yet. Here's the thing. Some of JD's biggest records, like, are not going to work. Like, the Bow records aren't going to work.
He want to play Bow.
But I'm
Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
Usher.
Mariah and Usher.
He may go Jack.
Those are his bullets.
I mean, he may go Jack. Because
Mariah Usher's
going to put 112 out, just for the hell of it. So then we're going to get the 112 Jack.
Because we in Atlanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Like,
so.
Like, he's, like, the big, I'm not even thinking about the 112 records or the total records. Like, the big and Mary records are so crazy. Like, y'all know what Flavor Year is?
Can we put this on the table, though?
Get your cousin. Look at JD.
Can we put this on the table? What about location? If JD gets home field advantage.
I don't care.
Now, y'all know Atlanta going to rock with Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta is Atlanta New York Junior. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. It may be New York Junior, but we got an Atlanta native, and if we get home field advantage, Atlanta's going to Atlanta.
All right, let me tell you right wrong. Stop that, and we're going to go somewhere else after this.
Nah, we dead after this.
All right, baby. Let me say this. I've been to several birthday bashes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to several Atlanta-based concerts. The biggest reactions I've heard at birthday bash ever, that's a sign, is when JD brought out Jay-Z at Lakewood Amphitheater. Crazy. I was like, yo, am I in New York? Number one.
What?
And then what happened again when they did the Social Death Reunion, right?
Yeah.
He brought out Jay-Z. I understand I'm cheating by saying Jay-Z. I get that. But saying Atlanta's a home field advantage for JD over Puff, I don't know about that. 60-40 at best. You see what I'm saying? And I've been in Atlanta since 96, so I remember all of that. What's 15, your point?
15-5,
no. That's where we're going. We're like, fuck all that. Shout out Andre Harrell.
Yo, man, thank y'all for.
We gotta go.
Thank y'all for tuning in, man.
We gotta go. Season 5,
man. Season 5 back in effect.
We got special effects coming. That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
The order's coming.
It's coming, though.
The order's coming.
Special effects is coming. And get it straight.
We didn't want to delay starting the season.
Yeah.
And we got some guests coming, man.
Interesting team squad.
Yes. Starting next week. So we appreciate y'all tuning in. Follow us on Fanbase. You know what I'm saying? Black on.
Gram.
Well, not
Facebook,
YouTube,
everywhere.
Yeah. Fanbase app. We out there. So we got some other culture content coming as well. Anyway, all right, we gotta get out of here though.
Right.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
Somebody on Facebook said JD also has Janet Jackson.